Welcome to the Entertainment Engine.
Hello, my name is Peter Moore.
And I'm Bex Gregory. And welcome to the next episode of the Entertainment Engine.
The idea behind this podcast is to provide clarity and information on the entertainment industry for new bands and artists, as well as existing creative industry people who are looking just to brush up on their knowledge.
You can listen to us on all streaming platforms and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
If you want to learn more about what we do on a day-to-day basis, then please visit our website, seamlessentertainment.co.uk.
Each week, we'll be bringing you an in-depth area of the entertainment industry.
Also on the show, Bex has the facts of the day and a question for this week for our listeners.
And now, we're excited to announce our special guest for this week, the actor and rapper Z Money, who is one of the newest fresh-faced artists hitting the scene right now as a World Peace Youth Ambassador, bringing new energetic sounds to music all over the world. Z Money has taken the game by storm, and not only is he a musician, he is a budding actor. And we learn more about Z Money's time on the set of the US TV show Shameless, starring as Todd, and his latest role in Little Fires Everywhere as Tupac Shirt, starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. Plus more news from Z Money about his up-and-coming projects. Here's the chat we had with Z Money earlier this week.
We have a really special guest on the show this week, all the way from California. We have the singer and actor Z Money. How are you doing?
I'm great. What about you guys?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
It's a little bit wet in the UK, but I'm sure it's nice and sunny where you are.
Yeah, bright, super bright. And it's really hot.
We're jealous.
Yeah. How's your week been so far? Has it been good?
Yeah, my week's been good. I've just been a little busy with a little more on the acting side. I'm getting ready for my trip back to Virginia. It's where I shoot. I'm shooting one of my newer shows. And the packing is atrocious. I can let you know. I'm not a fan of packing, and I always keep procrastinating, so it's hard to always get back to it because I leave so soon. But, you know, yeah, everything's been fun. I've been, like, you know, just I've been talking to a lot of my friends recently, but trying not to, you know, go into much contact, you know, COVID and all.
Yeah.
But everything's been great. Everything's been great.
That's good. That's good. But it's really great to have you on the show, and we're excited to sort of delve into your background and the exciting up and coming roles that you've got. So yeah. So first of all, we'd love to like know more about, you know, how you got started as a music artist and, you know, who inspires you from the music industry today. You know, just tell us a little bit more about your journey.
Oh yeah. So I started music. I've always been into music since I was about like 6 years old. Like at this time I'm performing at like family events such as like weddings, graduations, stuff like this. But this is just for fun at the time. I'm just doing covers of songs of people I admire and all that. But the time I turned 11 is when I got serious and I wrote my first song, which I actually did with Ray J Norwood. And I actually released that, which is actually how I kind of got my foothold in the music industry. And yeah, my journey so far has... It's been kind of an awakening because before I just treated it like fun and how like, you know, normal kids do, just, oh, I'm just doing it just because. But the second I did that, it brought me more into the industry where I learned, you know, I learned a lot of lessons that, you know, that needed to be learned by a young artist going in, like, you know, who to trust, how to go about things. And I'm glad I had some good experiences. I had some bad experiences, but like, you know, all of that is necessarily needed to like get you prepared for what you're in for.
Yeah,
I sort of echo that as well. And it sounds like you've got a really good head on your shoulders and a good team behind you as well. And I think that's really important because, you know, you just highlighted, you know, just earlier that it's a difficult industry and there's a lot of things that you've got to understand, what a publicist does, what an agent does, not just being on set, learning your lines, then, you know, publicity and what a record company does. It's a lot to actually... just to get your head around, really.
It is.
So looking at your career so far, you've landed some really great roles. You play Todd in the US comedy series Shameless, which I must say I've been watching and up to season 8 at the moment. That's really cool. It's really, really good. So I haven't got to where you're in it at the moment, but I'm on season 8 in the UK and it it's just hilarious. It's just really, really good. And I also see that you're doing, you did Little Fires Everywhere, starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. So how's those experience for you? Completely different.
Yeah.
How's it, how did that work out?
That one was a really different experience, because usually in like a couple of my projects, I'm usually playing some type of bully type, some type of intimidating figure in the back. But this one was kind of like a concerned student. So my role there in the moment was a concerned student about how one of the other students was kind of being a little racist with one of her like kind of school projects and stuff. And we were all voicing our opinions out and telling her that was wrong and that. And it was just not only a great cast to work with, but again, like I said, a nice change of pace for me, which was really fun.
That's great.
No, that's really cool. And I see, obviously within Shameless, that you're obviously helping Frank's son at school, which is really interesting.
Yes, I'm helping him at school. And yes, I am the oldest kid there, because I've been held back because, you know, I'm obviously a couple of years, I'm not too bright. So I need the kids' help. And in return, you know, I keep away the bullies. And then, you know, but
he's a tough guy.
Yeah, I'm a tough guy. So nobody messes with him.
I'm gonna let you know about that. So when I've watched that season, I'm gonna let you know, because I'm looking forward to it.
Let me know.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. So I mean, like, looking at the music side and the acting side, you know, which area would you say that you enjoy the most, or would you say that you enjoy them equally?
I enjoy them equally, and it's funny because I never even saw myself acting before, not at all, because I was just always deep rooted into music. And I remember my mom tried the acting thing with me and my elder brother, and you know, that was more of his thing, because he liked to do scripts and, like, you know, learn lines, and it was always like, you know, obsessed with that type of stuff, and I was just doing music. And at the same time, I was like, man, I can't memorize lines. I can't do that. That's like just more homework. I saw it as homework. So I was like, you know what? Let me just toss that to the side. Later, I don't know. I started acting the end of 2018. And it was just something they said I should try. So I did. And I ended up booking the first role I auditioned for. And I was like, oh, what?
Wow.
Well,
that's cool.
I'll just keep going with this, man. Yeah. But yeah. So it's stuck. But yeah, I've learned to love them both equally, though. It's like it's grown as much a passion in my life as my music. So I couldn't live without either of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. You know, I don't know what your ultimate goal is, but do you ever think about maybe seeing yourself as being maybe a film producer, or even going into like directing maybe one day?
That thought has crossed my mind. And I think I could be able to answer that to you maybe a couple of years. But as of now, goal-wise, in both aspects of the work, film, I would definitely love to be in more like big production film movie types, like blockbuster. Like, I'm definitely, that's what I'm aiming for right now, and which I'm praying I get pretty soon. And which you might actually even maybe see me. You might actually see me next year. And don't tell anybody.
Okay.
As far as music-wise, performance-wise, I miss performing so much. Definitely when this pandemic is over, I definitely wish to aim like at venues such as Rolling Loud, you know, Coachella, like one of the big top venues. That's like
Anyway. We might see you in the UK for hopefully when, as you highlighted with COVID.
Oh, definitely.
Might be seen in the UK for some of the festivals. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, maybe headline one day.
Yeah,
headlining
Glastonbury. And we'll be there going, we were there with Z Money and we supported massively. So there you go.
So much love in this room. I love you guys.
I
love the UK. Yes, sir.
We're from the UK, and because we come from both sides of the industry, from the creative side and the business side, we just felt it was really good to do a podcast based on entertainment and bring on some really cool guests. So it's, you know, it's really great to have you on the show and sort of learn about what you do. And I'm really taking that further. I mean, looking at some of your collaborations, which you mentioned earlier, like with Ray J. Norwood, and your latest projects entitled Promise and Riding, how's your creative process been in COVID? You know, has it been good? Have you been writing any more material? Can we see an EP or an album next year? How's that been working out at the moment?
Yeah, it hasn't interrupted my process at all. You know, it's business as usual. I don't need nothing specific to work. I just work when I need to work. So it's been pretty good now. I've I'm actually putting, yes, I am putting together an EP, and which should be releasing by next, should be releasing mid next year. And as far as album, man, I'm working on it because I see a lot of people, a lot goes into making an album, and I'm ready to put in that work. And I think it's about time, you know, just to waste all my talents in and let people know what I can do. Not just on a couple songs, but I got you with a whole album.
Do you love the songwriting side of things?
Yeah, I do. That's literally the most important part. I got to make sure it works, it makes sense, not just that it sounds good, but it also has a storyline behind it. I love that process.
Yeah. Do you actually get involved in, you know, the music side, like the beats and the, do you have your own music set up at home? And
I don't at the moment. I've been talking to my parents about it, but you know, it's like now every time I'll probably make noise and just waking them up at all hours of the night. Because whenever I get an idea, I get most of my ideas like really late at night for songs and stuff like that. So, and I usually just have to grab my phone and go to voice memo and start recording and just make beat noises with my sound, like, you know, just try to like, but then it's like, and then that annoys my parents. So if I get a full studio, that's going to be, you know, but don't get me wrong. They love what I do. I'm surprised they stood behind me, like 100 parents in the world. Everybody tells me I'm lucky every day because like, dang, my mom wants me to go do this. My dad says I shouldn't do this, but they actually like, you know, stuck up for me, believed in me, and they followed through and it's going off. So I'm like, that's insane. It's a blessing. It is a blessing.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes, it is good to have that support around you, you know, people that you love and,
absolutely,
you know, friends and family. You can't beat that, can you, really? And, you know, that just brings me on to really, obviously, with your journey so far, you know, what would you say has been like the main factors that you've faced, you know, starting out as an artist or even as an actor, you know, in the industry so far? What has been the positive and negative for you?
Positive, I've gotten to also meet other artists in the industry such as myself, you know, and it's kind of easy to like to get along people like that. And it's like, you know, it helps also in the long run. You know, you do content with them, then you just give each other the leg up and the boost you need, etc. So I like that, because in the beginning when I started off, I started off like I said around 11, 12, and I wasn't really seeing other young artists like that at my age. And I would just be going, there's always adults, I'm performing for adults, I'm going to events with adults, like, you know, they're having me doing like the most grown up type of artistry things. And I'm like, I love this, but it's kind of getting a little, but when I got a little older, I started it's like, you know, because I was scared, man. I was like, I was just trying to see the kind of lighter and fun side. I wanted it to be more, but when I started seeing other artists and stuff, it was just really... That's definitely a big positive side. And I have a lot of friends that I've still made, like, you know, through the industry, you know, still planning on even working together and just outletting together. It's just the best thing. That's positive. And I wouldn't say anything I've undergone is a negative experience, because everything, like I said before, it is required. So you get the full understanding of the business and you could like learn from past mistakes. And like, let's say, beat deals go bad. There's always going to be some people trying to like, push, keep you down, keep you under, like, you know, screw you over, trying to just do their very best not to keep you up. But, you know, I'm still, I got God for this. I got my family by my side. I got God by my side, and I'm pushing through 100%. So nobody's going to stop me. This is what I want to do. This is my passion. I'm going to pursue it.
No, absolutely. And we applaud that as well. And I think it's a real, you know, it's a real positive statement. And I think, you know, it's with myself getting on in age now, seeing money and you seeing as a young man coming through, you know, I support that, because I think at the end of the day, younger people are the next generation. And I think if we arm them with the proper tools and information, then everyone's got a shot. Everyone's got an opportunity. And I think, you know, the world's your oyster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, that, you know, that brings me on to, you know, coming from a younger perspective, which I think would be really interesting, is what would be your top piece of advice for, you know, people that want to pursue a career in acting or as a music industry today, just from your take on it?
Mm-hmm. So... for all the people who really actually want to get into this business, and I say this and I'm like highlighting actually get in, because there's a lot of people that are just doing this just for the sake of it, not because they really like to, but they see other people doing it. But if you have a general passion for this, pursue it no matter what. And like, again, I know it's good. Sometimes it could be the parent thing, but I'm lucky enough to have parents that are behind me 100%. So, you know, urge them to see that this is what you want to do. This is what your passion want to do. This is how I brought it up to my parents. And you'd be surprised, you know, if they see that, like, that like determined look in your eye, they would definitely, I think so, like, you know, be behind you 100%. But don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let anybody tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, everybody's got to start from somewhere. It doesn't matter if you're down there, middle there, up top there, it doesn't matter. You know, you could do anything you can put your mind to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really, again, really good advice. And I think, like you said, you've got a loving family around you, God's by your side. And every day is a blessing. You learn as you move forward. And I think the mistakes even make you stronger, yeah, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it does. It definitely makes you stronger. You know, it's a learning curve at the end of the day, isn't it? You do have to go through some of the bad, yeah, to come out definitely the other side.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely, absolutely. And looking at, just touching on other projects you've been involved with, you know, you're starting the highly anticipated TV series production, Swagger, produced by NBA star Kevin Durant. And you've done a lot of projects already, even at such a young age. So what's really next for you? What's next on the list?
Next, actually, I'm doing, the only thing I can mention right now, I am actually going to be starring in Jamie Foxx's Netflix series.
Oh, wow.
I wrote too much about that. I was actually over at Netflix Inc. Studios the other day. You know, we're getting stuff settled and meeting everybody. It was really cool. It was a really fun experience because I'm technically on Netflix because Shameless is there, but like this is like an actual Netflix original. So this is like, you know, kind of like it's, wow, more, you know, I'm really excited, wow, and happy to be a part of this. And as far as other stuff, I got film wise, you know, like I said, I can't really say much about that, but definitely 2021 is going to be the year. You will be seeing me a lot more. Film-wise, series-wise, and yes, definitely.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, I must admit, I'm a big Netflix and Amazon fan, yeah, as well. So, I mean, some of the product that I've seen and some of the shows that are coming on, some of the series, actually, Zeman, are really, really good. They're really good, some of the definitely series. They're, you know, the production value is really high.
Yes.
I know that you've also appeared in the National Adidas commercial,
yeah,
Louis Vuitton spring campaign as well. I mean, I expect that was really exciting for you. Did they supply you with any, you know, bonus clothes and some cool trainers?
Actually, yeah. For the Louis Vuitton one, they actually let everybody take home their shirts, which I was really happy about. But it was like, you know, at the same time, the other stuff we got to wear were like the shoes, the bags. We're like, can we get those too? They're like, nah, sorry, just the shirts, such and such. But it was just amazing. I still have it. You know, I still wear it every once, yeah, in a while. I cross it with my fits and it was really, really cool. But, and as far as the Adidas one, it was, so it's a funny story because I got that I booked that last minute and it was my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and at this time, my friends, like, apparently were planning something for me, my family, everybody, so they're waiting back at home. So I was doing this first, and I had to wrap this up. So it's like, at the same time, I was so happy to meet Childish Gambino, you know, Daniel Glover. I was so happy to, you know, work with him and do all that. And I was like, okay, can you possibly wrap up fast? Because I kind of want to go home. It's my party. I go to my friends, see my family, all that. But it was really cool. Great experience.
Oh, it must be, you know, just touching on the Netflix series again with Jamie Foxx, you must be really honoured and excited to be that. I mean, the stuff that you've done already is really cool. So it's just sort of moving forward in a good direction.
It is. It really is. Like, again, like, I'm so surprised because acting, man, like, I've never even thought of this subject before, like, thought of this profession. I was just always, again, music. And to think that I'd be doing, yeah, all this, like, it's wild to me. It's wild. It's grown as a big part of my life. So I love it to the fullest and I want to see where it goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
How do you find the sort of auditioning side of things?
Yeah, so in the beginning, I had a PRs and management music wise. And then, you know, and so the same way they get me for events and bookings and stuff like that. The thing for Shameless just kind of came across and then they gave it to me. It's like, Z, would you be interested? I'm like, I mean, I'll try. So I did it. And then sure enough, you know, came through. But then after that, you know, I got with an agency and had an agent that now, you know, gives me Spectrum Agency that now gives me my jobs directly.
Great.
No, it's great. And I think, yeah, like you said, you sort of embraced it. And if you don't give it, yes, a go, you never know what's going to happen at the end of the day. So you've got to give it your best shot.
Yes.
Really. You're exceptionally busy. You're traveling everywhere. You're doing lots of shows.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies outside of music and acting? Anything that, you know, do you read, do you walk, do you carry on with your beats? What do you do?
Yes. Number one, I got to put top of the list. I am a movie and series fanatic. So, like, we already talked about, like, I'm, like, it's an obsession, I'm going to say. Like, we already talked about Netflix, Hulu, other movies and stuff like that. And especially because my taste in it just got peaked. Because when I was younger, I was very selective. It had to have explosions. It had to have this. But now, I have a more mature sense of it. So, like, you know, I spend a lot of the time watching movies and shows. But not only that, you know, I just got a basketball court built in my backyard.
Oh, cool.
Finally, that I've been asking for the last 2 years. Finally got it. We got the Lakers symbol on it. It's just tough. So I like shooting hoops every once in a while.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? With sometimes inviting friends over, but not too much.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hobbies, but those are my top main two.
What would you say what's the favorite show you've seen so far on Netflix? Is it your top three at the moment?
That's kind of tough. I'm actually in the middle of watching like Cobra Kai that just recently got on Netflix. I'm not sure if you're familiar. It's kind of like the continuation of Karate Kid, the first Karate Kid. You know? It's like them grown up and they're like now training their own students. And it's like, it's really, really good right now. A lot of my top shows include, you know, Stranger Things. Actually, my friend actually sucked me in. I know it's pretty old, into like Vampire Diaries, and they kind of sucked me into that. And I didn't see myself watching it because I was like, you know, I was always like, it's not really probably a show for us dudes, but like it's a really good show. Yeah.
No, I agree. But if you get a chance, I don't know if you've seen it, but if you do get a chance, check out Gotham, the Batman.
Oh no, Gotham! You have okay. How do I even forget Gotham?
Yeah, it's really dark.
I can't tell you how obsessed. Last year, while I was filming, I was in the middle of filming, Swagger. We have like in our apartment that we live in, we have a building, like a top room that has like a movie room type thing. So you can watch Netflix and anything on it. I binge watched the entire series for the past couple weeks. And I even got my castmates put onto that. I was so obsessed. That's the show, because I can't tell you, I'm such a big DC fan.
Okay.
Like, it's not even, you know, I love the entire Batman, the whole thing. And this one was a good spinoff, because this is him, you know, we know Batman. So this was like Bruce Wayne growing up.
Yeah.
Like, this Bruce Wayne's story, his arc, and a lot of things I didn't even know that happened. I didn't know he was already kind of looking into the crime-fighting thing after his parents disappeared, you know, with Catwoman and just... Oh my God, that was my show. I'm sorry, I can't even believe I forgot it.
It's really quite dark, but I'm on season two at the moment, but it is really.
Oh, you're gonna love it. Oh,
that's cool. Goodness. It's cool. Hopefully, we'll see you. Actually, while we're talking about Batman, I see the new Batman's coming out of Warner Brothers. I think next year with Patterson, and that looks.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's different. I like it because it's going back to the original ideas. The earlier ideas of Batman, like the comic book version now, because like the bat symbol has the two pieces of gun that it was used to kill parents. Like it's dark. Again, like I'm a fan of this dark stuff. You know, I love Marvel too, but like, you know, DC would always be my favorite because of this. They're like arc and everything is just cool. But Robert Pattinson, it was, at first I was like, that's kind of different. Because when I think Robert Pattinson, I'm only thinking of, you know, vampires. But I was like, then again, you know, vampire, bats, Batman. And I was just like, it's kind of working. They sleeked him down again because the other Batman that before from the comics when, you know, he was all big and brooding, like, you know, giant and just ripped and just destroying everybody. We go back to when he was sleek and he can do all his like more ninja movements and just like, I like it actually. I think he's going to do great.
That's cool. Great. Actually, another one that has just come to mind is the, it's on Netflix, The Umbrella Academy. Have you seen that?
Oh yes, actually, I just wrapped that up. Why am I was blanking a lot of these. Yeah. So Umbrella Academy, I actually also finished within 3 days. I binge watched it. Like, I binged watched it. Season one to season two.
Wow. It's good.
Season two had just came out, too. So then I just, season one, then just burned off season two. So that's another one I definitely hope if they do a season three, oh, yes, I would love to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. We could see you in that.
Oh, okay. Now they're flowing. Yeah, now they're flowing. Okay, also, All American, Outer Banks. I just recently started the series I'm Not Okay With This.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're familiar with that, it's kind of like, so this girl, she recently, she's kind of odd from the others. You know, she doesn't really fit in. Later, her dad recently dies, and later she finds out she can, like, you know, she can kind of move things with her mind. It's kind of like, it's with the creators of Stranger Things, it's like, you know, it's like that weird mystery kind of like thriller type vibe, and I really like it.
Sounds good.
No, so I mean, there's another, I'm not sure if this other series that I got actually put onto some friends of mine in California, New York, and it's called Mindhunter. And it's basically about the FBI, where they actually learn how to actually sort of investigate serial killers. And it's all about how, what happens, that process, and they go in and they talk to people. It's quite an intense series, but it's from David Fincher, and it's really, really good. It takes a while to get into it, but it is a really, really cool series. So if you sort of, you know, fancy watching a bit.
I think that's something I can get into. That's something I can see myself getting into.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of great
stuff. There's just so much great content nowadays. Like, it's so amazing. And once you sort of get into something, you just want to keep watching it, don't you? Literally just binge watch.
Yes.
And an actual little funny thing from me, Z Money, I lived in New York for quite a while. And one Sunday afternoon, I was thinking, I wasn't really sure what to do. So the concierge guy said to me, "Do you want to go to the Guggenheim Museum?" So I said, "Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You know, spend an afternoon, a day in there." And I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I actually arrived on the day they actually had the Spider-Man exhibition, the proper Spider-Man exhibition, where you go, I don't know if you've been into the Guggenheim, but you sort of walk around, you sort of go up to us in a spiral, and they had all the original artwork of Spider-Man, and it was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Then I went into another room, and they had some of the Batman collection of all the original sketches that they did in the beginning. It was just, I'd still say, probably one of the best days I've ever had, to be honest with you.
That is the type of stuff I love. I have not been there, but I would definitely want to go. And also, Spider-Man is definitely one of my favorite characters in Marvel. It was the reason I actually started watching the beginning off for obvious reasons. And also, a new favorite that just sparked up, Miles Morales. So even before the Into the Spider-Verse movie they made, like, you know, I was always in his comic books and his little appearances on the Disney original, like, Ultimate Spider-Man. I just loved his power, his storyline, his color scheme, the different, he was in a different universe where his Peter Parker died, so he had to step up, and it was just, man, I love Marvel, DC, I love all the superhero stuff, definitely.
The three of us could get together when we're in the States, and we've got to get down with some coffee or a beer and just binge watch, because I love Marvel, and I could, you know, maybe we can see you playing a bit of a villain in one of the new, you know, the new Spider-Man series.
Or Batman.
All right,
let's go. Hey, DC, Marvel, if you're listening, you know, I'm available. I can play a villain. I got you.
Yeah. We're putting it out there. Yeah.
We'll just put a call in to them and say, you've got to get Z Money in the next show. Come on, let's just get it sorted out. Come on.
Yes. Funny enough, actually, before hearing on a Black Panther, you know, RIP Chadwick, that was really sad, because we were actually talking with my agency about possibly securing a role on there. And then it was funny, because after we were checking back up on that day, 15 minutes later, he sends me the post about Chadwick, and I completely just lose it. And I'm
that was a really sad day, because we watched 21 Bridges, and I watched him, and I really liked him as an actor, and I thought, actually, I saw him in Marvel, and I just thought, you know, he's really good. And I thought, you don't know what's in front of you, Z Money. You've got to take every opportunity, because you really don't know what's in front of you. And you know, he was just a really talented. I put a couple of posts out on LinkedIn. I sort of wrote up about it, and it was sad, just
very
a sad,
sad
day.
And it was insane, because that was just weird. Like, literally 15 minutes after talking about it, and we get this, and I'm just immediately first thinking, this has to be a joke. I hope it's a joke, and we're losing too many people already this year, and this wouldn't even be funny if somebody's just messing around right now. Then I was like, it was on all the news stories, it was on all the links, all the everything, and I was kind of just like, wow, like, not only because his role's in Black Panther, but I'm also partial to that movie with Jackie Robinson. He played my cousin.
Yes.
My cousin Jordan, he's a big fan of it too. And then he would always, like, at first, like I said, my tastes were limited, but then he would always force me to watch, like, movies and shows he'd like. And I ended up, like, really enjoying it. Then not only the screen on Black Panther, which I also loved, was I think I've seen Black Panther a million times. Like, I've watched it so many times I can't even count. Like, it's such a good film. And he was just the perfect actor for it.
Oh, yeah. And he actually played James Brown amazingly.
James Brown, yes, he did.
Like,
did he all his roles. Like,
yeah, so versatile. Man, like, I mean, just brilliant.
Not just stuck on one type of acting. Yeah. Like, you know, he's so versatile.
Yeah, really, really. I mean, some of the love that poured out on LinkedIn and, you know, some of the things that I saw were just... You're just sad, and people saying, "Oh, what a talented actor!" And I just, that's why I think you've got to grab every opportunity. And I think Chris Evans put out a post as well on Twitter saying, "You know, what a sad day for you know, for the world, really, losing a really talented, you know, talented guy." And 21 Bridges, well, I thought was, to be fair, I thought it was a great film. Mm. I thought he, as a detective, it was really, really, it was dark, it was a little bit dreary, but it was gritty. It was really good. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, he certainly left behind some great movies and absolutely great legacy behind him. So,
will not be forgotten. He left down breaking legacies, like he will never be forgotten.
No, absolutely. We could talk to you all day long about movies. Yeah. I think I watched, what did I watch the other week? Terminator, the original Terminator.
I've seen the second one. I have not seen the first one, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I got to get the chance to and finish off the rest of the movie series too. Because like I said, I've gotten more, because I used to be so, again, limited to like just specific stuff. Oh, I don't like anything that doesn't have this or this. But now like I've grown to and expand on my variety of series and movies and all that. So I'm definitely happy to try that, the rest of that out. I have to see the first and finish the rest off.
Yeah, because I say you never know what it's going to take. And like, there's so much out there to watch. I think it's just, you know, we're spoiled for choice.
Mm-hmm. Another one, Harry Potter, I've gotten into. And not just because we're talking from the UK, but like, it's so funny. I was never interested in it as a kid. Not at all. Wow. Like, you know, it came on, people were obsessed with it. Everybody knew the names. And I was like, eh. But then around middle school, I had to do like certain book reports and stuff. So they said, choose the most interesting looking book, whatever. And I'm like, I see the Harry Potter books. I'm like, I guess I'll try it. So as I'm going in and I'm like, I didn't know it was going to be one of my favorite movies franchises. And it's like, cause after not only reading the books, I was like, this is so good, but like, I need a visual representation now. Like books aren't doing it for me just right now. Cause like I need more, cause it's the story it's giving me. I need to see pictures. Yeah. I need to see everything right now. So I go watch, I download all the movies from beginning to the first one to the last one. I watch all of them and within 2 days and I become obsessed. I'm Gryffindor, by the way. I'm definitely Gryffindor. I'm so hoping they do a reboot soon. Yeah, and hopefully, like, and eventually in the near future, I want to hopefully try to, like, create my own show. Like, you know, again, that's touching into the director and, like, well, screen writer, movie show writer type aspect. Like, stuff like that. You know, I like magical mystery and adventure, thriller, like, you know, touching all of that. So that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could sort of see you, if they was doing another Harry Potter, I could sort of see you sort of a cross between one of the wizards and maybe one of the Dementors. So you sort of come in and out in different scenes, but one minute you're a professor, the next minute you're not very nice. So you could play two really cool roles, I think. Yeah. That could be interesting.
Sort of like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Can't tell you how many times in the universe I've been to Harry Potter land. I've got my wands, I got my robes. But yeah, I hope they could possibly do a new one, because I know another one they've done is like, what was it? The Beast of the... They had another, like, kind of like a reboot.
Was that Eddie
Redmayne?
So I actually go back to it, because, like, I got into it too late, and by the time everything was ready over, like, this whole series was done, they weren't making new ones. I wish I was, like, into it, what everybody else was, but, you know, I love it. Such a good film.
So does your mom and dad say, come on, time to turn the telly off now, you know, you've had enough TV today. Do you get any of that going on?
I did in the beginning when I was younger, but now they don't even try anymore. It's like, if they do this, I go in and I sneak my laptop, I sneak my phone, I sneak my iPad, all my electronic devices, take that away, I sneak in to watch TV. They're just like, you know what, let's just try to go to bed at a respectable time. <It's> like,
but he got a GPA of 3.8, so I am so proud of him.
All right,
so he's so intelligent, so now we don't mind.
Ambushing my interview, but okay.
Yeah.
Well said.
Love you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, it's definitely like letting up, especially since I graduated and I got good grades. So I was like, all right, let's just let him have it.
Well, what are we got to do as we're on there? You know, we got to make this a date. When you're in London, we got to get together and we'll give you a tour.
Yeah, definitely. Because last time I was there was for the holidays, actually, because my cousin, we have family there. So I just went with my older brother, my cousin and his cousin, my two favorite cousins ever in the world. And then we went there. Our parents like got us like an apartment over there. And it was so fun. That type of, you know, independence. Away from your parents, away from all of that. You just explore, get culture. We took the train a lot. There was like, we were in, I forgot where we were near, like we were somewhere like deep in the middle of the city and it was like kind of far from a lot of the main things. So we had to take the walk so far to get to the trains and everywhere. And it was like, sometimes I'll even fall asleep while walking because we were walking for so long. I'm just there, moaning along. And they're just like, oh, let's go. Time to get on this train. Gotta get this train just to go to places. But it was definitely an awesome experience. London is a sight to see. And I just can't wait to go back. I loved it over there. I loved it. And especially the weather everybody kind of thinks I'm weird for this, but the weather over there is my favorite. I like when it's cold. I like when it's gloomy outside, drizzling. Not to sound like I'm all goth or whatever it is that people like to say, but I don't know. I love those type of days when it's a little bit drizzling, skies are gloomy. It makes me happy. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I guess for us, we probably more want sun right now. But
I understand.
It's not been a bad summer though.
But yeah, I'm sure you guys, you lap up a lot of sun out there.
We have the most bipolar weather like ever. It's like these last, like during summer, it was not this hot. It was just regular, you know, regular temperature. Sometimes even got to maybe gloomy down rain sometimes. But then now out of nowhere, sometimes the last couple four days, hot, hot, hot. Next day, it's like, oh, it's normal. Then it's just so in and out. It's so in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in LA beginning of the year, actually, Z Money, for the NAMM event, the big music conference, back in January. And that was cool. You know, I met up with the guys that we worked with. And the weather was pretty good, actually. It wasn't too bad. Then come back to London sort of about 10 days afterwards. And it was, you know, drizzly and rainy. But no, that's what it is. You just got to roll with it, really.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but yeah, I suppose we're close to wrapping things up. But I mean, last of all, really, you know, where can our listeners connect with you online? On your social media, you know, your website?
Yeah, of course. As far as Instagram, you guys can follow me as ZMoneyForReal. That's ZMNY4Real. Then on Twitter, it is ZMNY_4Real. Then on my TikTok, it is IMOZ. So IMOZIE.
Cool.
Actually, another funny thing about TikTok, it's like, I never saw myself doing that either. That was just something I was like, you know, you would never catch me on the app. You would never. Dances are that, and then next year now I'm in it. So a year ago me would be like, "What are you doing?" And I'm just, I don't know. I tried it. I haven't been on it for long, but I've already jumped up on there. I've built quite a platform on there too. I just got verified like 2 weeks ago on it, and so I'm doing pretty good on that. And I'm glad it's not been shut down now that it's here to stay. So yeah.
Yeah, people love it, don't they?
Yes, 500 million people definitely love it.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is as well, and you know, especially I suppose when I started out in the music industry on you know, back in the 90s, and looking at today where technology, you can actually put your record out, you've got the platform to put what you want out. You can talk to, like us now, we're talking to, you know, 7,000 miles across the world. We're in London, you're in California. You couldn't do that.
Yeah,
you know?
People just imagine stuff that was on TV, just, you see, like stuff that we didn't think it was possible, and we achieved it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get to a sci-fi world where robots start coming and they start taking over. Oh man, I'm just, because I've seen too many movies that said no, when the AI robots come on, like it's we got to shut that down.
Well, I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and it's been really great just having general chat with you, really, about all your, you know, your background and everything that you got coming up. It's it's really exciting, and we're excited to, you know, see what your future holds. Really, you're doing some amazing things.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show, and you know, the Entertainment Engine is going to support you, and we're going to be bigging you up to stuff, and you know, I'll be talking to your agent and we'll be pushing you. And, you know, it's just good to see. We've got to make that date when you come to London. So we definitely.
Yeah.
No, definitely. For sure. You guys are now family. I consider you guys family now, not only because we have similar taste in film and series now that I know this. We are closer than anyone else in the world. So, yes, let me know. Definitely down to pull up to the UK anytime. Thank you guys so much.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. Awesome. And we really support what you're doing. And also, you've got a great mum and dad, because we can tell within your voice that you've got a great home, you know, upbringing, and you've got a lot of energy, and you've got a great, you know, set of parents behind you. And I think that's pretty much what anyone deserves, really. And, you know, power to your elbows. Fantastic. Power to your mum and dad, actually. Fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
It was a real pleasure to speak with Z Money on the podcast. This young man is finding his way through the entertainment industry. He's a great example to the younger generation of today. Great work ethic, super friendly, and he's got a great mum and dad in his corner too. We are really looking forward to catching up with Z Money over the coming weeks and months with more exciting news from Hollywood. And now it's over to Bex for our question of the day.
So for this week's question, which movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director? So if you think you know the answer, please drop us a voice message via anchor.fm/entertainmentengine, or you can email us at podcast@seamlessentertainment.co.uk for a chance to be featured on next week's episode. We'll have more questions for next week, so stay tuned.
Well, that's all for today's episode of The Entertainment Engine, and thanks for listening.
Join us again next week when we look at some essential strategies on marketing yourself as an artist or band.
So, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow The Entertainment Engine on Facebook and Twitter for all the latest updates.
It would be great to have your feedback on the show, so you can always drop us a message at any time. That'd be great.
Thanks for listening to the show, and stay safe.
The Entertainment Engine.